This meeting is now being recorded.
Hi, this is Aubrey Doria for meeting 26 of WS2 Staff Accountability, 30 August 19 UTC. To go through the agenda, it's the standard agenda, the intro stuff, then the substantive issue is report 1.2, which is to discuss the open edits, almost all of which have been made by Patrick in response to our request at the last meeting. We have a list of the document updates and where they're all at, and there's work to be done on them, but getting this report to a working state is what's most important. The action item had been for Patrick to update draft based on his comments, which he did. And then we'll have to look at the schedule update and see how we're doing. And then looking at the updated meeting schedule, depending where we are at the end of this meeting, though it may seem suicidal to say so, we might have to try and meet more frequently. But unfortunately, so many groups are starting to meet weekly that I expect that we're going to start to see diminishing returns on that move at this point. So let's hope that we don't need to. And then there's any other business. Does anybody have any other business at this point? Okay, I see none. I'll ask again at the end. So any objection to moving forward with this basic agenda? Seeing none, let's start. Okay, so that was the agenda review. Attendance, it will be taken based on the participants list and the host list in the Adobe Connect. Are there any people on telephone alone? Okay, I don't hear any, so thank you for that. Okay, Patrick has moved to host. Okay, we started. Okay. Okay, then SOI check. Does anyone have any changes to their SOI that would affect their participation in this group? Okay, if you do, please update your form and please let the list and or the call know at your earliest opportunity. So now moving to the substantive part of the meeting. We have the report, and Brenda, if you can bring that up, the 1.2. It's all still in suggest mode, and what I'd like to do is walk through it and basically discuss acceptance or not. My goal for this, if we can achieve it, is that this be the working draft with the changes accepted by the end of this meeting, and then we could start to prepare for any wordsmithing and such we need to do in order to be ready to send it to the plenary for its readings. On the other hand, if we find that we're in a state at the end where we can't accept this as the working draft ready for the last steps before plenary, then we will need to decide what we do next. Okay, any comments before I start on the plan for the day? Seeing none? Okay, so I'm looking at the list on Drive so that I can go through, and I'm basically going to look at it in changes. So the first change was paragraphs 2 and 4, and I'd like to open of the introduction. No, you've gone beyond it. Sorry. It's paragraphs of introduction. Paragraphs 2 and 3 are marked as a single change. So does anybody have any comments on those, or can I accept those? seeing no objection to my accepting them.
Avery, it would be easier to know whether we object or not if the document stops moving. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. I do recommend that following through is easier on the drive dock, but if you can't, I understand.
If someone gives us the URL, I'd be glad to look at it myself.
It's at the top of the document, but I will paste it back in to the chat. Give me a sec.
I see it in the agenda. It's all right. Thank you.
Okay. But since I've already copied it, let me just put it there just in case. Okay. So I'll ask my question again. I saw one green check. Okay to accept that. They say if there's wordsmithing, we could certainly go back and do wordsmithing. I'm looking for the general tenor, but please come up with any word changes should you have some. Okay, I'll accept it. The next change is basically there's a set of them in the next paragraph. And basically it adds a phrase and it subtracts two sentences. Are there any objections to accepting that one? Any comments on that? Okay, seeing none, I will make those changes. Okay, and that also did affect a footnote down at the bottom, which had been about the report using agreed-upon usage for ICANN organization. Okay, so then the next set of changes comes in the next paragraph, which is at the beginning of the next page, page 2. Yes, thank you. So it's that first full paragraph there. And there are several changes in that. There's basically the addition of a sentence in describing the efforts and the accountability system existing within ICANN. Is there any comment or objection to accepting that change? Fantastic. There's some comments in the document that we'll go back to after, but at the moment I want to work on the changes. So no objection on the first part of that. Then if the group has identified a few, and it was basically discussing issues and changes that ICANN might make. So there's several edits. There's one, two, three more edits, four more edits in that paragraph. Anybody object or have a comment on any of those?
Avery, it's Alan. Do we want to say that we've identified changes that will enhance or that the group believes will enhance? I'm just asking, do we want to?
I'm fine. Does anyone care? We can add the.
I don't much care. I'm just pointing it out that we might be accused of making claims we cannot defend at this point.
So you would say we identified a few changes we believe that ICANN could make, or we believe could make further, enhance.
Which we believe will further enhance.
Does anybody
feel strongly about it, but I like eliminating ways that people can discredit us.
Does anybody object to that change? Which we believe will further enhance. Okay. And the rest of it is acceptable to folks? Okay. So I will accept those. And establish to support. Okay. Great. The next paragraph remained unchanged. Then there was a paragraph thanking the ICANN organization for collaboration. That whole paragraph has been stricken. So you can only see that, I guess, in the other one. But anyone that's looking at the drive document can see the struck paragraph. Okay, I will strike that. And then the supplement is written. Now, there's a comment earlier about likely need to evaluate the language in the supplement to align it with the final text we determine is in this document. That's very true. We'll need to, or at least we'll need to add a description of the process we went through and such and indicate that. But we can get to that part later. That's for the historical treatment. Okay. Then, okay, I see. I'll accept that deletion paragraph. So that puts us through the introduction. Does anybody have any further comment they'd like to make on the introduction before I proceed? Seeing none, I'll keep moving on. Okay, and I see a note from Patrick. The thanks paragraph is moved to the end of the document, wasn't removed completely. Okay, thank you for that. Roles and responsibilities, I don't believe was changed at all. That was left as it was. And so then we move down to page 3 for the issues section. Right, and there was a change there in the first paragraph that is about, as a staff accountability process, about improving the processes and culture social way of staff, and it adds, at the service delivery, departmental, and organizational level. Is that acceptable? Okay, accept. Then there was just some... Then the next sentence after that, the next one was largely an additional paragraph. After the elements involved in the group's assessment were collected and discussed, the following themes emerged, which the group determined are of sufficiently systemic nature and should be addressed by the community. Is that I'm reading some of these out on issues and such because I figure they're important and if anyone isn't looking can see them. Is that one accepted? Okay, then the next one, that included identifying issues or concerns. And then on page 4, there was no change. Wait a second. I'm looking at the right. I'm seeing here it's indicating that the first one was changed, and yet in the copy here, I'm looking at the changes having been already accepted. So I'll have to go through it there just to make sure. So on paragraph A, lack of broad and consistent understanding, that certainly was changed, so I don't know what happened. Is that paragraph A acceptable? I say somehow or other it's already been accepted. I'm not quite sure what happened, but I could always unwind it if I needed to. Anybody have any comment on that, on A? Okay, I'll go to B, which was the lack of effective diagnostic mechanism to clearly identify and then address accountability concerns between community and organizations, and then goes into two specific bullets. One of the overriding themes of the group's works was addressing the challenge that much of the evidence provided was general and anecdotal in nature. There was a broad consensus that there were concerns in the community, but it was difficult to single out the key sources of the concern. The group noted in its discussions that there was no established approach for measuring the satisfaction or relationship health of the overall community and of its respective components with respect to service delivery of the departmental or organizational level. And then a second bullet, and I'm sorry I didn't read the one before, but probably should have. The work of the group identified a consistent theme of the desire for safe forum for expressing concerns regarding organizational performance in a less formal or alarmist fashion than the current mechanisms. And then a highlighted thing, which I highlight, of sending formal correspondence directly to the complaints office CEO or board. Another consistent theme was a concern about how to best address perceived inconsistencies or concerns regarding implementation of community. Ignoring my comment on that for the moment, is that paragraph okay? To say it's already been accepted, but that's beside the point. Yes, Klaus.
Thank you, Afri. Klaus, for the record. Maybe I'm on the wrong point, but reading that, I completely agree with the text itself. But I just see us open to the criticism or the question, what do you base that on? I really see a very quick step to come to there, and I just also trying to avoid criticism, and I just see people asking us, what are you basing that on? Maybe it's not the right place to bring that point, but it's just, on the one side, I like the text, I agree with the text, but I see us see the text open to criticism. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And that's because we don't mention, is that covered, though, in the first paragraph, or do we make, this is Aubrey again, or do we need to make that first paragraph? Because it says, we reached out to the community to occasion concerns. Perhaps we need to add a sentence in there that says several documents, emails, and other contributions were made discussing issues that people had. Does that kind of sentence in there, and obviously it would need to be wordsmithed better than what I just said. So this is back on, this is the first paragraph of issues on page 3. It's because here it says that we reached out to the larger to identify, but it doesn't say that we received, you know, and I'm not suggesting we catalog them, but received, you know, a copy of a letter that had been sent to the board. We received various individual email statements of issues and various, you know, verbal discussions in some of the earlier meetings. And so do we want to make some indication there that it wasn't just that we reached out, but that the community did respond? Any comment? And Klaus, does that ameliorate at all the issue for you?
Yes, Afri, this is Klaus, for the record. Yes, it does, especially in the form you put the last one, where we actually name the different things what happened so that people know we are not skating on very thin ice.
Okay, so I'll just put a comment in here now, and then we can put the text in later, is basically describe documents and other evidence received. Okay, I've added a comment there just as a marker to do it. We can certainly come back to it at the end of the meeting if we wanted to do the wordsmithing here and still have the time. The comment I had here, and now that I'm reading it, I'm not sure I care, but I cared when I was first reading this, is that basically some of the alarmist fashion other than current mechanisms, and the current mechanisms are formal correspondence directly to complaints office, CEO, or board, but there is also all the public methods of blogs, Circle ID, industry press, and I think we'd like to avoid those too, but I don't know if it's worth mentioning it here. So it was my comment when I was first reading it, but on reading it now, I leave it there. If people think it's worth putting in an extra bit there, then we can, or we can just ignore the comment. Do any of you have a comment? Well, seeing no support for amplifying further, I'll just ignore the comment. I actually get a kick out of ignoring my own comments. Okay, now we move to the critical piece, which is the recommendations. And so this I'll just mark as resolved. Okay, recommendations. And I want to take that one line by line at this point. So based on these underlying issues or concerns, the group is proposing the following recommendations. Oh, I see what I did before in accepting. Some of the addition blocks are rather large. So if I accepted at the beginnings of something, I've accepted the rest. I see what I did. Okay, so we'll just move through it. I don't assume there's much to argue with in that first one. Then next sentence, to address the lack of understanding of the existence and or nature of existing staff accountability mechanisms. First bullet, ICANN organizations should improve visibility and transparency of the organization's existing accountability mechanisms by posting on ICANN.org in one dedicated area the following: description of organization's performance management system and process, description of how departmental goals map to ICANN strategic goals and objectives, description of the complaints office and how it relates to Ombuds office, organization policies shared with the CCWG accountability during the course of the WS2 work, the ICANN organization delegations document, the roles descriptions included in this overall report, and finally, expectations and guidelines regarding the development of staff reports for public comments or staff response to community correspondence. Any comment or objection? You probably want to roll up a little bit because you're not seeing the whole recommendations. So you probably want to roll up recommendations to the top. Okay, and it crosses the page break. Okay, so there's the beginning, and then it continues below the page break. So does anybody have any comment, or is this acceptable? Okay, we'll move on. Seeing no hands and seeing Cheryl's check, thank you very much for those green checks. They are a good... Oh, document has scroll for all. Thank you, Brenda. That's probably the best solution. Okay, then the next bullet. ICANN organizations should also evaluate what other communication mechanisms should be utilized to further increase awareness and understanding of these existing and new accountability mechanisms. And I guess I added a comment there, again, easily ignorable. Would this be an activity for just the ICANN organization? In other words, asking whether the ICANN organization alone should be doing this or whether there should be a solicitation or something. And as I say, unless somebody supports doing something further, I'm happy with having asked the question and resolving it for now, unless someone thinks there's something important there that should be continued. So does anybody want to argue for further developing that notion? I see and hear nothing. And therefore, we'll mark it as resolved. Okay. Then, continuing down, we're doing well. To address the lack of a clearly defined or broadly understood lack of... There's a grammatical. To address the lack of a clearly defined or broadly understood mechanism to address accountability concerns between community members and staff members regarding accountability or behavior. So it's either remove the clearly or to singularize the word mechanisms. And either fix is fine for me. Does anybody care? Okay, why don't I remove the and leave it as mechanisms? Okay, then first bullet. I'm assuming there's no objection to that, and we're almost halfway through our allotted time. First bullet, ICANN organizations should enhance existing accountability mechanisms to include a regular information acquisition mechanism, which might include surveys, focus groups, reports in the complaint office, to allow ICANN organization to better ascertain its overall performance and accountability to relevant stakeholders. There's two bullets under this bullet. And please, I'll keep looking up to see if there's a hand, if anybody wants to stop me. The group notes that several new mechanisms are now established but have not yet been exercised enough to determine effectiveness or potential adjustments. The evaluation mechanism proposed here would be helpful in determining effectiveness of these recent mechanisms before creating yet more mechanisms that may turn out to be duplicative or confusing for the organization and community. And then the second bullet, results of these evaluations should be made available to the community. So I'll stop at this bullet. Any comments? And we're currently on the middle, essentially, of page 5. Right? Yes. Any comments on that? Okay, yes, and I see Patrick agreed with removing A. Okay, next bullet. ICANN organizations should standardize and publish guidelines for appropriate timeframes for acknowledging requests made by the community and for responding with a resolution or updated timeframe for when a full response can be delivered. How is that? That is obviously an expression of one of the recommendations we had. Is that acceptable to all? Seeing no hands, not even seeing that green check I've come to rely on. But, okay, I'll continue on. Next bullet. Oh, a smiley face. That's as good as a check anytime. ICANN organization should include language in the performance management guidelines for managers that recommends people managers of community-facing staff seek input from the appropriate community members during the organization's twice annual performance reviews. That is obvious. Another one of the original recommendations we had, put in different language and making it a guideline. Is that acceptable to all? Okay. Then that whole batch of things there has been accepted, basically, up to that. And now I'll move on to the next. Still see no hands. Then basically what we have here was a deletion of one and of two. And what we got to is, here it says two, there it says three, so we'll need to do something about cleaning up numbering. Since we didn't have any numbering up to that point, I'm suggesting that this would become a bullet as opposed to a number for what is currently number three in the drive document and number two on the PDF. Okay, so I just turned it into a bullet. Okay, and that one remains as it was. Now, we'll have to come back to it, and it says, and Patrick has a note, this recommendation as well as seven might warrant further scrutiny to clearly establish they address known existing issues related to staff accountability, or determine if these may benefit from a bit more specificity or direct language. And we also know that we had some comments pending from the discussion we had previously, so that are in that table that was discussed last time that may warrant a edit on this. Does anybody have any comment on any of that at the moment? So we're leaving this recommendation per this, but we may want to reword somewhat, and we may want to explain better, because people were saying, why a panel? Why does one even need to be created? Can't these guys just talk to each other? Are we creating another level of bureaucracy, et cetera? And also the concern people had about this being a development of some new powers for these folks, which was not the intention. So we probably need to add language to this one, based on the comments we got from that previous attempted reading. Okay, then the next ones were all eliminated until we got down to, and where does this show on the PDF? So basically, okay, the PDF does not have it. So then the next one is, it starts with what is for there now is becomes a bullet, is ICANN organization should work with the community too. And this was the service level ones, and that remains unchanged, but it has a comment. If we keep this recommendation, can we specify the elements where clear expectations should be established? The term SLA will be challenged throughout this process based on current usage in the community. But if we can specify which elements need established guidelines for expectations, that might be more agreeable. So we've left these in, but we need further work on them. Any comment from anyone? Do people think they're fine? Do people think that we should change service level agreement, though that was specifically what was requested by at least one of the contracted parties? Yes, Cheryl.
Thanks, every Cheryl record. I just thought something I've been listening to Adrian saying. Now, look, I see the point on service level agreement as a term. Perhaps getting some slack, so I'm happy to suggest that we do make some modification, or at least a clarifying definition, be it a footnote or whatever. But I do think it is likely to cause some comment that we could do without, basically.
Okay. Now, there's one possibility. Thank you for that. This is Aubrey again. There's one possibility to just put in a footnote that discusses the details of any such service level agreement. Or we could even go euphemistic and say service level guidelines, have softened it, have taken it out of existing language, and add a footnote that these are similar to service level agreements for IANA, as is in there, but in the footnote develop that these are guidelines, et cetera. That would be softening the language. It would take it out of the sort of automatic reactions that people have to SLAs and SLAs being of a contractual nature, and take it back to a process guideline. So that's one way to do it. I see a green check from Cheryl, which sort of says that taking that path would be sort of an acceptable softening. Patrick, would that satisfy your comment if we change the word agreements to guidelines and then perhaps explained it in a footnote? Okay. Oh, you're typing, not talking. Okay. And then I think it would. Okay, thanks. So I've got the change in there, and if there's no objection, I'll change that now. I'll accept the change I just made. And I can then basically accept that, which accepted the edit. I can mark, I'll just put a changed levels changed agreements to guidelines. And call it resolved, just for the record. Okay, there's still the recommendation to consider dividing 7A and 7B into separate. I put this in there because somebody said it. I just as soon leave the two of them together. What does anybody else think? Does anybody else think we should, you know, it would then be ICANN organization should work with community two and then append A, and then ICANN organization should work with the community two and append B. We can go either way, but does anybody think it's important to do that? Perhaps it's important to do that just because it shows, you know, cooperation with comments. What does anybody else think? I don't want to be too cynical about making the edits. No opinions? So we can just leave it as it is? Does anybody object to leaving it as it is? We got a hmm. And then Patrick says, in the reworking, might these two items collapse into a single ask? Well, they started out as that, and then people, or they started out as separate. They've already been together once, then they got separated. But if you're saying that those service level guidelines come out the same as service level definitions, and perhaps we want to change definitions also to guidelines. But no, I think they can't be combined in a sense because there was the specific contracted parties ask and there was the specific other things ask, and they never quite overlapped. So my feeling is that we're best leaving them separate, either as two separate bullets or as A and B of the same bullet. How about I leave them as they are for the moment, and we can come back to this later, so I'll leave the comment unresolved. Okay. Then the next two were deleted, and that we've got some dead bullet remnants. Okay, and then we get to the thank you to the ICANN organization for their collaboration in preparing this work. Staff accountability is a vital concern to the leaders of any organization. The recommendations here are designed to be enhancements of a system that is generally working well. And then I had, on my first reading, made a comment that said, I would recommend this statement be a little less absolute and rather be something like, is generally believed by many to be working well. Basically the same solution that Alan provided earlier for a slightly different purpose. Is my change going too far, or is that acceptable? Is generally believed by many to be working well. So, other than correcting my standard misspelling of believed, which variant should we go with? The original one there or the one with is believed? Any comment from anyone? I'm talking a lot in this meeting.
Abby Cheryl here. My chat may not be clear, but I thought the is believed by is probably okay.
Okay. Thank you. And I see Klaus has written something. And Patrick accepts it as well. So, good. I'll accept that, and I'll accept that. Then, basically, the whole table at the end there is Ska as next. So, any objection to deleting that one? since what we've got now is much more discursive and doesn't need this level of table discussion. Anyone object? Okay. So at this point, I think we have a new working base. We have a couple comments to deal with, and we need to go back and look at some of the comments we got just to make sure that we hit everything. Does anybody disagree with that description of what we've got? I don't see anything. So we've got a new working base. This is revision. I'll probably call it 1.3. That one is resolved now. Okay, so we still, let me go back to the comments. We've got about 17 minutes left. Oh, okay, I didn't clean that one up yet. I've got a bunch of spaces to clean up. And let me go to our first. Pending comment here, which is back at the top. Okay, this is the a description of the process. So basically, I'll just leave this note here to remind me that I need to go back to the process document and update the process we've gone through subsequent to our first attempted reading. So I'll leave that comment there to remind me to get that done unless somebody truly wants to do it instead of me. Okay, then here we had, and maybe we can do a little wordsmithing on this one while we're here so it's not pending, is under issues in the first paragraph, we decided that it would describe document and other response. So something like, and so we had the community reached out to the larger community, the sub-team received copies of various issues, including copies of messages sent to the board, individual written statements, and verbal comments during meetings. That was a first attempt, probably badly typed. So the sub-team received copies of various, received, no, descriptions of various issues, including, sorry about this, including copies of messages sent to the board, individual written statements, and verbal comments during the meetings. Does that work for people once I correct all the typos? Does anybody have any edits on that one, objections, comments? I see a check from Cheryl. Does anybody else have any comment? I did it in suggest mode, so it's not there yet. Okay, in which case I'll accept that if there's no objection. Okay, then let me go to the next comment. Okay, the next comment was, that was just a cleanup. There's a footnote here that does not have a body. I have to figure out why that is. I think it just, oh, it's not a footnote at all. It was just a spurious one. Okay, then we're down to the next one is, what do we do about the four-member panel on five? Does anybody have any recommendations for how we amplify that, explain it better, deal with the issues? We knew that we knew that the issues were, this is bureaucracy, does this add power? Should we just craft a sentence? Explaining, I'm kind of at a loss of what I should do next here. I'm fine leaving it as it is, but I think we have some pending questions there that we need to respond to. Yes, Klaus.
Klaus, for the record, Afri, whatever we will do on that one, it is very wide open and we can't answer all the questions and critiques. Would there one way out for us that we say ICANN should explore and ways how to implement and present to the community methodology and so on, how that group should be implemented and that then be further discussed by the community and decided? Is that one way out? I mean, it's a coward's way out, but maybe the best.
That certainly is a way out. But that does formalize it further. And I think what we had thought of was sort of an informal gathering. But creating a four-member panel is that, and perhaps, so that is one way. Then Patrick says, can we define a scenario that would require exercising of the panel? The first things that come to my mind are complaints about fairness. Is one thing where you get both the complaint officer, because it's a complaint, but it's an issue of fairness. So you have the ombudsman's turf included. If then the complaint was coming from an SO or an AC, then you have pulled in the EC or some representative of those communities into that discussion. And I see what you're saying. You fear without a use case, we would lose validity. And a use case would probably need to go, would it go into recommendations or would it go in the underlying issues? Would we have to create an issue that said, on occasion, things might fall through the cracks, for example. Or on occasion, an issue may be complex and require the interaction of several groups, and then come up with a scenario. How will the empowered community choose its representatives? Klaus asks, I fear that I don't know how the empowered community does anything. At this point, I think they're still figuring it out. Time check, 9 minutes left. Thank you. So, yes, Cheryl, please.
Thanks, Avery, Cheryl, for the record. I sort of resonated with your on occasion term that you're using there, particularly the one that talked about complexity. I think that would be a lead into a line that would say, such as the creation of a panel composed, for example, of the,
Okay, so in other words,
the coward's way out.
Okay, so that would be
not far from.
In this one, you would say, start the bullet out with, occasionally there may be complex issues that involve more than just one mechanism or more than just one accountability group. In those cases,
In that case,
so would that be an ad hoc panel that would be created just for that case? and therefore we've avoided this creating a body that exists and looks for things to do, which I think was part of the complaint with the process.
And comforting in as required approach.
Right, as required. I see people. Okay, yeah, people hate the word ad hoc for some reason. So, yeah, so as required. So that would be one way to deal with that one. What do other people think? I won't try to wordsmith it in these 7 minutes. I'll put it in there as a suggest after the meeting, and then we can deal with it. But what do people think? Or maybe I'll start. So, on occasion. Occasion. An issue may be complex or otherwise require the participation of several accountability mechanisms. In these sorts of cases, I can, and then at that point, do we say to say should or could create a four-person panel to investigate, to deal with the issue. Perhaps that's not the best way. So then the panel will review the concern, in this case, raised by the ombudsman. That last sentence there would be deleted in this construction. What do people think? We've got 6 minutes left. What do people think? Let me read some of the comments. Okay, Klaus liked the idea, and I'm not sure whether he was speaking of this change that I started making. Then Patrick said, I think it will be more welcomed if we frame the need and ask the organization to evaluate and propose a solution. Okay, so that means unwinding this. And unwinding that. And unwinding that. And basically writing something up about the need. Okay, so that's one action item we have before we can take this document to a decision for reading. Okay, and then we're back to the other one that I think for now we decided to leave as a single bullet with two sub-bullets. Okay, so we had one that had liked the edit on the panel point, so I'll have to try and balance this, and I'll see what I can do on it afterwards. But if anybody else has any suggesting, please just type it into the text. It doesn't need to be me, and we see what great work was done by Patrick when it wasn't me doing it. So I encourage others to take the pen, as it were. Okay, let's stop there, and going back to the agenda quickly, so we're close, and I think people still agree we have a working document with a couple tweaks and things we need to add. People look at it and say, we need to come back now. Bernie, I've gotten confused in our process. Do we need to read it twice in the subgroup to then decide to go and read it twice in the plenary? And if so, we may need some more meetings. If somebody can put up if Brenda can put up the agenda again so we can look at the schedule in our last
It's
three
really,
minutes.
Can you hear me?
Yep, can hear you.
Okay, it's really up to the subgroup. It's a formal requirement of the plenary to have two readings. It's been common practice in the subgroups to have two readings of the document, but exactly what two readings means, there is some flexibility in there. I mean, technically, the way you've gone through it today could certainly qualify as a first reading with some requirements for some edits, and you could say that the next meeting could be the second reading of the document.
Fantastic. I love that. Does anybody object to saying that we've had a first reading with some required comments and work of this in the subgroup? I see Cheryl has agreed. Does anybody disagree with us? Okos hasn't agreed. Does anybody disagree? Please put that red marker if you disagree. Fantastic. So with 2 minutes left, I'm going to say that we've had our first reading. Now, looking at the schedule, we need to do it again. Yes, having a successful first reading in this group is truly an applause-worthy thing. So thank you, Cheryl, for applauding the group on its effort. Now, our next meeting is the 13th of September. Do we want to wait until then for just, 13th of September would still be enough for us to get into a plenary reading, in fact, sooner than we had originally planned. So I suggest that we don't need to schedule another meeting between now and 13, but I do suggest that everybody read the document and think about especially those areas that we need to fix. Does that sound reasonable? Can we skip the next week and just go to 13 September? And that would still leave us one more meeting, and we can clean up other stuff. And we can also go back to the checklist that Klaus started once we've done our second reading of this doc. I see no objection, and nobody's singing. I see a wonderful first reading all. Thank you, Greg. I feel definitely elated. And with 1 minute to go, oh, yes, any other business? Does anybody have any? I don't.
Hell no.
Hell no. Hell no, extra business. Okay, in which case, I thank you all for going through this reading, and I most of all thank you, Patrick, for your contribution to today's efforts with the writing you did. I don't think we'd be where we're at the moment if you hadn't. So thank you very much. And with that, the meeting is adjourned.
Thanks, everyone.